It's time for another Read ICT Challenge. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, we visit some Wichita craft stores that are filling unique needs.
Like we did a soup collection. So we had like a pea soup yarn and like a hearty stew yarn.
But first, another turn of the calendar means it's time for another Read ICT Challenge, a citywide event that encourages book lovers to read a dozen books from a dozen different categories over the course of the next year. KMUW Book Queens Beth Coulet and Suzanne Perez are here to announce the categories for the 2026 challenge.
Suzanne, we should probably start by explaining a little bit about the challenge.
Well, all right. The Read ICT Challenge launched a decade ago. The whole idea of this is to encourage people to broaden their reading horizons, try another genre or author or topic.
Well, new categories are always exciting, so let's get to it.
All righty, let's go. Category number one is a book with the number 10, the word 10, or X in the title. This is a nod to our 10th anniversary of the challenge. You know, I might try something like The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo, or This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger.
Number two is a book of poetry or a novel in verse. I'm kind of going with the same one with the X, A Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo. It was a fantastic read.
Okay, category number three is a book about independence. This is a salute to the 250th birthday of the United States coming up in 2026. You might try something like Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow, or you could go for a novel that talks about independence, something like Watership Down by Richard Adams.
Category number four is a book with an academic setting, and dark academia is so popular these days. Stoner by John Williams, not exactly dark, but set in academia. And new titles, Vladimir by Julia Mae Jonas or Seduction Theory by Amanda Williams.
Oh, great ones. Category number five is a book about a race or competition. You know, I still have not read The Boys in the Boat, so I might finally get to that one. But, you know, race or competition can be anything. Maybe The Long Walk by Stephen King, which was a recent adaptation.
Category number six, a book with food on the cover. I really loved The Safe Keep by Yael von der Vooten, or an older one, May We Be Forgiven by A.M. Holmes.
What does that have on the cover?
A can of cranberry.
Awesome. That counts. Count it.
Cranberry sauce.
Category number seven is a book that inspires you. For me, that's very likely to be a writing book, like Write for Your Life by Anna Quindlen or On Writing by Stephen King.
Category number eight is an award-winning children's book. This could be The Newbery, The Caldecott, and if you have not read Moon Over Manifest by Claire Vanderpool, that's a Newbery winner, and she lives right here in Wichita.
Category number nine is a first book in a series. I'm thinking of Red Rising by Pierce Brown. You know, The Giver is also the first in a series. Few people know that.
Number 10, author from the Southern Hemisphere. So many good authors. I'm thinking of Peter Carey, J.M. Coetzee, Catherine Mansfield. There are just so many authors that may not live in the United States, but they certainly publish here.
Category number 11 is a book about prehistoric or ancient history. You know, I'm thinking of reading the new Ken Follett novel, Circle of Days, which is about Stonehenge.
Category number 12 is a book about community because this challenge is all about community. Buckeye by Patrick Ryan and The Ferryman and His Wife by Fruita Gritton.
Well, as expected, my TBR has just grown exponentially. That's what this challenge is about. Good luck, everyone, with the 2026 Read ICT Challenge. Happy reading and Happy New Year, Beth.
Keep turning those pages.
For more information on the Read ICT Challenge, go to kmuw.org/books. Winter is the time of year to cozy up by a fire, turn on an audiobook, and maybe work on some crafts. Finding supplies to make those items, though, can sometimes be challenging. For this month's Culture Pop, Hugo Fan highlights a couple of craft stores working to make that easier.
Some Wichita crafters want to avoid big box stores. Fortunately, some local shops have opened in recent years to fill their craft needs in economical and environmentally friendly ways.
But a lot of the thrift stores, you know, they just don't have a lot of craft items. They don't know what to do with it. It can be overwhelming, but we'll take all of that stuff. We'll sort through everything. We'll make sure everything works and it's in good condition. So for that reason alone, I feel like we're definitely filling a space.
That's Jonna Ivan Patton. She opened up Recreate, an art supply and craft thrift store in August of this year. Have a surplus of supplies after you've finished a project? Donate it to the store, and they'll find a new home for it. The store even donates a portion of its earnings to a local nonprofit.
We give a percentage of proceeds back to Always and Forever, which is a no-kill animal shelter here in Wichita. The community's just been great. They have supported us right from the beginning.
If your craft interests are more niche and yarn-based, Coast to Coast Yarn Company fills that need in Revolutia. Erin Bartell opened the store almost 2 years ago after growing her business online. Bartell dyes the yarn, and she puts a lot of thought into the colors that she uses.
So, like, if I do a collection, I'll choose, like, a theme for the whole overarching collection. Like, we did a soup collection. So we had, like, a pea soup yarn, and, like, a hearty stew yarn, like, a crusty loaf. And so it's fun to connect the colors with a specific mood or an idea that people can adopt that.
Bartell's shop is lined with yarn in vibrant colors, also known as colorways. And they all come attached with charming labels.
We had a Suspicious Wizard colorway and another one called Is She a Witch? And another one called My First Celebrity Crush Was an Anthropomorphic Fox. So just things like that, that are like when people are looking on the shelves too in the store, you can pull one down. And so many times it's the color grabs your attention, but then the name really sells it.
Coast to Coast offers open stitch hours where crafters can come and work on projects together. Bartell says it's a great way to meet like-minded people.
It's not weird at all to come and test the waters, sit there quietly and kind of observe the dynamic if you want. You can jump right in if you want. People are so friendly and so welcoming that it's just a very low-pressure social environment.
Bartell says one of the benefits of opening a storefront is the circle she has been able to create around the hobby.
And the community that's developed around it has been incredible, and now I can't even imagine not having this shop in this community that's been so central to it.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
And one last thing. I interviewed a guy at the Eagle once for an editing position. He worked for a newspaper in Florida. When he was out in public, he told me he lied about where he worked because he didn't want to answer questions about being part of the media. I did not hire him. Even though it's been tough lately for the media, I've never been ashamed of being a journalist or of working in an industry that I think is a vital part of a community's fabric. Some groups that work with the media on fundraising say we should avoid the terms journalism and journalist. They say the words test poorly in focus groups. Part of that is our fault for not being transparent enough over the years on how we operate and make decisions. But, as Popeye said, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm a journalist. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan. And Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.